From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is voicing doubts that Russian hackers were behind an effort to influence the U.S. election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that a state actor was behind documents stolen from the Democratic National Committee and made public by WikiLeaks during the campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said the matter pits the president-elect and Assange against an array of U.S. intelligence services, outside experts, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
There's a pretty stark line that's been drawn, and the president-elect will have to determine who he's going to believe. And the decision that he makes about that, I think, will have long-term consequences for the way he chooses to govern the country.
A Senate hearing on the matter is scheduled Thursday. Mr. Trump is to be briefed by intelligence officials on Friday. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama ordered an investigation into the allegations of Russian tampering. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Mr. Trump is drawing up plans to restructure the Office of the Director of National Intelligence because it is bloated and politicized. Two Moroccan UN peacekeepers were killed and two others wounded by unknown attackers in Central African Republic as they escorted fuel trucks Tuesday west of the town of Obo. Some 13,000 peacekeepers are in the landlocked country as it tries to emerge from years of sectarian violence sparked by a coup by the Muslim Salika Coalition in 2013. Forces allied with Libya's eastern administration Wednesday said they carried out an airstrike on the Al Jufra air base under the control of the fledgling UN Unity government. A spokesman for the Libyan National Army under the command of General Khalifa Haftar said the target was a C-130 aircraft with ammunition, weapons, and militia fighters. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a car bomb explosion Thursday near a mosque killed at least six people, wounded several others, no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State in Mosul. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed the role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
They've advised the Iraqi security forces as they move forward, they remain behind the forward line of troops. You know, as far as specifically where they are, we probably won't get into nth degree detail.
And the U.N. said more than 2,000 Iraqis are fleeing the city every day. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Wednesday said one of the first priorities of President-elect Trump upon taking office will be the process of repealing President Barack Obama's signature health care law, commonly called Obamacare.
It will be important that we be careful as we do that, that we do that in a way that doesn't work a hardship on American families who've gained insurance through this program.
President Obama Wednesday urged congressional Democrats to defend the law. Former presidential candidate and socialist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took to the Senate floor criticizing the repeal effort.
Their theme is to repeal and then delay, or someday they're going to come up with a new plan. You don't destroy a house without having another house in which people to live.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said without a replacement at hand, repeal will create chaos for millions. More than 100 passengers were injured when a New York commuter train derailed after hitting a bumping block as it approached a station Wednesday morning. Jim Southworth is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
The leading truck and wheel set of the lead car, or the cab car, did derail and did ride up over onto the platform.
11 passengers had to be hospitalized. It's the second train mishap in the region in recent months. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro Wednesday shuffled his cabinet, naming a new economy czar amid a growing economic crisis following rampant inflation and food and medical shortages. They've sparked violent protests. He also named a new oil minister and a vice president who will take over as head of state if Mr. Maduro is forced from office. French police Wednesday arrested the former Kosovo Prime Minister Ramush Haradinaj on a Serbian arrest warrant Wednesday for war crimes. He was a commander of a guerrilla insurgency during the Kosovar War of the late 1990s. A 105-year-old Frenchman Wednesday set a new one-hour cycling record for his age. Robert Marchand pedaled for nearly 23 kilometers west of Paris to the cheers of hundreds of onlookers. The retired firefighter said he's been an athlete all his life, a gymnastics champion and boxer, eats lots of fruit and vegetables, and doesn't drink too much coffee. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.